When the silver ran out, the sheep moved in, thousands of them in fact. This place became one of the largest sheep exporting cities in the world. You'll be surprised by the location and the real-life festival that is still held today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Mary Austin Crofts lives in what many people today consider a resort town.
We're up in the mountains with six mountain ranges around us in a place called the Wood River Valley.
She is describing Ketchum, Idaho and the well-known Sun Valley Resort area. Long before skiers came here, silver miners made the trek hoping to strike it rich. But only a few did.
As the silver market plummeted in the early 1900s, and this place really essentially became a ghost town, it was the sheep industry that really kept the economy moving.
At one time, this was one of the leading sheep production areas, not only in the nation, but the world.
This area became the second largest sheep shipping center in the world, next to Sydney, Australia.
There are still sheep here, but not nearly the numbers from a century ago.
To become that big of a sheep shipping center, that means that there were a million sheep being trailed from southern Idaho through this valley into the mountains to be grazing in all summer long, and then to come back through the valley in the fall, go south for shearing, and then for lambing.
Mary is describing a practice that still takes place today. Sheep are trailed twice annually, back and forth from the mountains through Ketchum. But what has changed is the development of the resort area.
As the valley grew and people who came here didn't have any idea why we had sheep in our tulips in the spring and sheep in our lawn eating our foliage in the fall.
The trailing of the sheep festival is not just a celebration here. It is actually how ranchers still move the herd through town. Traveling the countryside in Ketchum, Idaho, I'm Andrew McCrae.